那接下来我就为大家读这段经文。那我会用中文从18节读到21节，那请 Grace 从22节读到25节。
I will read to you this passage from Matthew, first in Chinese, from chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. And Grace would read in English from verses 22, from verse 22 to 25.
不过在开始之前也想，帮助大家理解中文的第一节，这里说到耶稣基督降生的事情。那其实如果你对比英文，就会看到，有一些的意思加到这里面去了。
But before I even start reading, I want to point out to you in the Chinese translation, the word 降生 that means it's got this added meaning of coming down and
being born.
But this is some yeah, there's some meaning added to it if you compare it to the English translation.
那当然，原文也是这个出生的意思。啊，不过很可惜啊，和本跟新译本都是这个降生这个字，所以我想在开始念之前，让大家明啊，特别中文的，说中文的能够留意这点。
So right from the beginning, I want to point this out to you, especially for those who read the Chinese translation only, because in the Greek original, the word is actually just being born, and there's no such meaning as descending, as such.
那好，那马太福音一章十八节，这里说耶稣基督出生的事情记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。二十二节，这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。哦、，sorry， 不好意思，好像跳了一段话。sorry， 是八十九。
That's one verse missing.
Sorry， 不好意思，我可能啊。是八十九，那我从二十节开始读啊，不好意思。二十节，正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。”
And verse 22.read in English. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
那这一段的经文是在描述耶稣出生的这个过程，特别是他的养父约瑟是怎么经历这件事情的。
So this passage describes for us the birth of Jesus and in particular about his earthly father Joseph.
那今天想跟大家分享的信息有两个重点。
And the message I want to share with you today has two main points.
第一部分我们会从约瑟的经历去明白神对待人的其中一个重要的原则。
The first part, we would look at the experience of Joseph and to understand how God interacts with people and the principle behind it.
那第二个部分我们会专注在神赐给基督的名字，来明白神救恩计划背后的重要的内容。
The second part, we will focus on the name God has given to Jesus, the name God has given to our Christ, and through this, we can understand more about God's salvation plan for mankind.
那第一部分，我们一起来思想一下约瑟的经历。
So the first part lets us ponder the experience of Joseph.
那在开始看之前，我也想跟大家 解释一下犹太人婚姻的一个习俗。
And before we look into that, I want to explain to you a bit about the Jewish custom of marriage.
那好让我们可以更好的明白约瑟的处境多一点。
So that we can understand the situation Joseph was in a bit better.
那十八节这里说，玛利亚和已经许配给了约瑟。
In verse 18, it tells us that Mary had already been betrothed to Joseph.
那但是他们还没有，后面说到还没有迎娶，或者是英文说他们还没有在一起。
But the English, it later tells us they haven't yet come together.
那这里是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
那其实犹太人的习俗里面，订婚这件事情比现今世代的订婚要更加严谨，更加隆重的多。
Because according to Jewish custom, this matter of betrothal is actually much more important than today's engagement.
那大家留意十九节，这里描述约瑟是玛利亚的丈夫。
If you look at verse 18, you'll notice that Joseph is described as Mary's husband.
那因为在犹太人的习俗里面，当他们两个人订婚之后呢，他们就彼此称呼对方是丈夫啊，或者是妻子。
Because according to Jewish custom, once a couple got betrothed, they would call each other husband and wife.
但是他们还没有住在一起。
But they still do not live together yet.
那大概过了一年之后，那他们就会履行婚约，去邀请不同的朋友啊，来参加他们的婚宴，然后之后他们就会住在一起啊，有身体上的关系。
The actual wedding ceremony comes usually about 1 year later, and when they finally got married, there will be a wedding feast, and then they would have sexual relation.
那所以这一段事情的发生是在约瑟跟玛利亚已经彼此许配了给了对方之后所发生的，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
So this passage, the background to this passage is that Mary had already been betrothed to Joseph, and but before they even came together, Mary got pregnant from the Holy Spirit.
所以约瑟察觉到玛利亚怀了身孕，但他起初并不知道玛利亚的身孕是从圣灵而来。
So Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, but he had no idea that it was actually she actually got conceived because of the Holy Spirit.
那十八节所描述的这件童女怀孕的事情其实是一个神迹来的，所以意思就是耶稣的出生是一个神迹。
So actually, what is described here, the birth of Jesus is a miracle, and for a virgin to be with child, that's a miracle in itself.
那就类似在创世纪神怎样去创造第一个人亚当。
And it's similar to how God created the first human being, Adam, in Genesis.
那他是怎么造亚当的呢？
How did God create Adam?
我们当中的去过主日学的还记得？
For those who had attended Sunday school, would you remember?
那是用尘土跟亚伟神的一口气。
God created Adam from the dust, and he also blew his own breath into Adam.
那换句话说是从无变有的一个神迹。
So in other words, it's actually a miracle from nothing, turning nothing to something.
那这个原因也使到亚当在路加福音的玛利亚的家谱是称为是神的儿子。
And because of this, in the genealogy of, Mary.
In Luke.
Can you say that again?
那亚当是被形容为是神的儿子。
So Adam is called the son of God in the genealogy recorded in Luke.
那同样，玛利亚的怀孕也是一个从无变有的神迹。那耶稣我们知道也是被称为是神的儿子。
And again,The pregnancy of Mary is a miracle in itself because she actually is conceived from the Holy Spirit. And because of that, Jesus, again, is called the Son of God.
那在这一段经文里面，我想请大家特别留意十八节。
And please pay attention to verse 18.
那起初约瑟并不知道玛利亚的身孕是从圣灵来的。
At first, Joseph had no idea that the child was from the Holy Spirit.
所以他对他的妻子，在正式结婚之前，对他觉得他对他不忠心。
So Joseph thought that Mary was unfaithful to him even before they got married.
那大家会否觉得好奇？神同样拣选了约瑟和玛利亚这对夫妻做基督的父母。
I wonder if you would be curious. God actually chose Joseph and Mary to be the parents of Jesus.
那但是他们所明白神计划的时间却不一样。
But the time they got to understand the plan of God was actually different.
之前是谁哪个应该是Yvonne 去演这个玛利亚。
So if you recall, Yvonne was acting the role of Mary in our drama, Christmas drama.
那请问玛利亚是突然怀孕之后，那天使告诉她是从圣灵而来的身孕，那还是之前呢？
So did the angel reveal to Mary that she would be with child and it's from the Holy Spirit?Did the angel actually reveal this to Mary before she conceived or after she conceived?
Before. Yvonne 同不同意?
So does Yvonne agree? Was it before she even got conceived that the angel revealed this to her?
Oh, you forgot. I think you remember. 我觉得那时候好像好像有天使去跟他说话哦。
If you recall, there was an angel who went to talk to Mary.
那个天使是 Julia?
Was the angel Julia?
所以 Julia, 你记得吗？是在怀孕前告诉他还是之后呢？
Julia, who acted as the angel in our drama, do you remember? Was it before or after...Mary got pregnant, that the angel actually appeared to her.
Before. 之前他说啊，那我们这里所留意到，为什么约瑟是在玛利亚怀孕之后，神才差天使跟他说的呢？
But here, notice, God only sent the angel to talk to Joseph after Mary was conceived.
所以当我们去对比玛利亚跟约瑟的经历的时候，会发现亚伯天父并没有选择马上告诉约瑟他的救恩计划。
So when you compare the experience of Mary and Joseph, then you would realize God actually didn't reveal his whole plan of salvation to Joseph right from the start.
那神是选择在什么时刻去告诉约瑟关于他的救恩计划呢？
And when did God decide to reveal his plan of salvation to Joseph?
是等到约瑟观察到玛利亚有身孕然后他的思想跟情绪都经过挣扎之后最终约瑟愿意用怜悯饶恕的态度去对待玛利亚，那神才向他显明。
It was after Joseph noticed Mary was pregnant and he had to go through all these emotional turmoil and struggles, and only then God chose to reveal to himHis plan, because Joseph had to choose to forgive and to have this merciful heart.
那我们在哪里可以看到他经过了这些的挣扎，他愿意去怜悯玛利亚呢？
So where can we see that Joseph had to go through all these struggles?
那其实就是在十九节，这里说到他丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗地把他休了。
And we can find this in verse 19. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
那其实在旧约的律法，若有妇人犯了奸淫的罪，其实如果被审判呢，是可以是死罪来的。
Actually, according to Old Testament law, someone who commits adultery can be put to death.
但是我们看到约瑟他在挣扎之后，他不愿意去做这样的事情不愿意明明的去把玛利亚拉到众人面前，而是想暗暗的就把他休了。
But as we notice, Joseph didn't want to put Mary to such shame.And rather quietly dismiss her.
那在这个挣扎之后呢？那 约瑟神才差他的使者向约瑟显明他的究竟是怎么回事。
And it's after this intense struggle that God finally sent his angel to reveal to Joseph what it was all about.
大家会否觉得，如果神同一时间差天使向玛利亚说这件事情，也差天使向约瑟说这件事情，是否这样的误会或者是约瑟所要受的苦楚就不会发生了呢？
So does any one of you wonder if God would just send the angel to both Mary and Joseph at the same time, and they understand about God's plan of salvation at the same time, then Joseph wouldn't have had to go through such pain, such emotional turmoil.
为什么神并没有选择这么做，而是让约瑟需要经过这样子觉得被背叛啊还有伤害的情绪，他愿意放下来愿意去怜悯玛利亚的时候，神才向他显现。
But why didn't God do it that way? Instead, he allowed Joseph to go through all that turmoil of feeling betrayed and feeling hurt, and then he had to choose to forgive and to still have this merciful attitude towards Mary.
那用人的思想去衡量这件事情，我们可能觉得我们的安排可能比神更好。
Maybe according to human thinking, we might think, oh, our way of doing things would be better than God. We would treat Joseph better.
但是正如先知在以赛亚那里所说的这里在以赛亚书的55:8-9，这里说亚伟说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
But just as the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth,So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以当我们观察神不是像我们想象的去对待约瑟的时候，我们要追问，那在当中有什么重要的内容是我们要去留意去学习的呢？
So as we observed, God didn't treat Joseph the way we might expect him to. So we should ask what important lessons there are behind you know, God's arrangement to do things this way.
那其实这也是关乎到我们第一个信息所谈的一个重点。
And this has to do with one of the important points I talked about in our first message.
那从上一次从耶稣的家谱，我们观察到神历世历代都在寻找那些忠心愿意去回应他的人神邀请他们参与在他的救恩计划里。
From the genealogy of Jesus we studied last time, we learned that God is looking for someone who would respond to him wholeheartedly, faithfully, throughout history, so that these people could participate in his salvation plan for mankind.
那当这些人回应去行在与神同行，那神也乐意去祝福他们的后裔。
And when these people are willing to co-work with God, to walk with God, God also bless their descendants.
那这是上一次我们观察到一个神对待人一个重要的原则。
This was one of the important principles we learned in the way God relates to man.
那在今天我们看到约瑟的经历里，我们可以更进一步的观察到。
And from Joseph's experience today, we can observe another point.
那神不单单邀请一些忠心回应他的人参与在救恩计划里， 那神还会为了他们的益处去锻炼他们的生命。
God not only invites people who would respond to him faithfully to participate in his salvation plan, but God would actually train their lives up, for their own benefit.
那他也容许一些的挑战跟苦难临到他们。
So God would allow challenges or even suffering to come upon them.
使到他们经过试验之后，信心还有他们的属灵的生命可以长进，可以强壮起来。
So that their faith may become stronger after being tested, and their spiritual life would grow deeper and stronger.
就好像约瑟的经历，神没有选择在第一个时间马上告诉他发生在玛利亚身上的事情。
Just like the experience of Joseph, God didn't choose to reveal to Joseph everything about his plan when he found out that Mary was pregnant.
而是容许困难的情况发生，使到约瑟经过挣扎之后愿意选择善。
But it was but God actually allowed Joseph to go through all the emotional turmoil and struggles. And until he was willing to choose good over evil.
他使到他愿意去用饶恕跟怜悯的态度去对待玛利亚。
Until Joseph was willing to treat Mary with forgiveness and a merciful heart.
那最后神也信实的去帮助他叫他不要害怕他也告诉他的救恩计划。
And finally,God came to Joseph's rescue. He revealed to him his plan and told him not to fear. And he revealed to Joseph his whole salvation, well, his plan of salvation for Jesus.
所以大家可以看到今天信息里面的第一点是上一次的一个延伸。
So we can see that the first point of today's message is actually an extension from our last message.
那另外一个例子就是亚伯拉罕。
Another example is Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕在耶稣的家谱里面也是出现。
Abraham also appeared in the genealogy of Jesus.
那时候神与亚伯拉罕立约，他说，你的后裔或者是你的，将来万民都要从你的后裔得福，或者将来万民都要从你的种子得福。
God made a covenant with Abraham, and he revealed to him that. All nations will be blessed through his descendants, or the word actually literally means seed.
但是在神与亚伯拉罕立约之后，那神也在他的生命里去考验他，去锻炼他。
But after God has made a covenant with Abraham, God actually had to test Abraham and to train him up.
那大家可能都记得亚伯拉罕面对最严峻的一个考验，就是神要他献上唯一的儿子以撒。
I'm sure most of you would recall the most challenging test of his faith was when God required him to offer up his only son Isaac.
那当我们看到他最后居然可以信靠神、顺服神去做的时候，我们都觉得他真的太厉害了。
And when we saw that.In faith, he was willing to even offer up his beloved son, his only son, then we were all amazed, weren't we?
但我们也忽略了，其实亚伯拉罕起初的信心并不是好像这样刚强的。
But we might have overlooked the fact that Abraham's faith didn't start out being that strong at the beginning.
那他也有软弱的时候，而是神一步一步去锻炼他，使到他的信心可以被炼尽，可以成长，好像金一样宝贵。
He also had his time of weakness, and it was actually step by step that God trained up his faith, so that his faith is as precious as pure gold.
那所以这一点也是上个信息的一个延伸，神邀请一些忠心愿意回应他的人参与在他的救恩计划里，那他同样也容许一些挑战考验临到他们，使到他们可以信心可以长大生命可以成长。那其实原因也是因为这是一场善与恶的征战，是一场属灵的征战。若是一个人软弱，那其实很容易被敌人被恶的势力击垮的。
So we see that this is actually an extension from our previous message. As we saw last time, God wants to invite people who are willing to wholeheartedly and faithfully respond to him so that they could participate in his plan of salvation for mankind. And today we learned that actually God would even allow challenges, tests, and suffering to come upon these people to train them up to help them grow and mature in their lives. Because, and then I forgot.
因为这是一场属灵的征战，善与恶的征战。
Thank you. Because this is a spiritual battle between good and evil.
那当其实神是为了我们益处去帮助我们可以站立的稳。
And it's actually for our benefit that God wants to train us up to help us to stand firm.
当我们在患难中去深深经历神的真实跟帮助的时候，那我们可以在更大的困难底下，我们都有信心去靠着神克服。
So as we stand firm and experience God's help in these difficulties and challenges, then even when there are greater tests or challenges ahead, we would still have faith that God would help us.
所以在小的事情上，若是我们愿意去依靠神去胜过这些挑战，那我们可以确信信靠亚伟的必不至于羞愧。
So if we are willing to rely on God in these small challenges, and we experience God's reality, His grace, then we could trust that those who trust in Yahweh will never be put to shame.
所以也想鼓励在座的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们不论已经跟神立约还是还在寻求神。
So I would like to encourage all of you, whether you are people who have already made a covenant with God or whether you're still seeking God.
当我们生命中有苦难跟挑战临到的时候，不要害怕。
When suffering and challenges come upon you, do not fear.
更不要去埋怨神。
And do not grumble against God.
所以让我们可以记得约瑟的经历，还有亚伯拉罕的经历。
Let us call to mind the examples of Joseph and Abraham.
知道神容许这些事情发生是帮助我们可以更深的信靠他。
Knowing that God allows these things to happen, so to help us to rely even more on Him.
我们的信心得以可以成长。
And that our faith may grow.
所以谢谢飞弟兄今天选的诗歌。
So also I would like to thank Brother Fei for the songs he chose today.
那我们来到今天信息的第二个部分。
Now, let's come to the second part of today's message.
那我们留意到这段经文里面，这位基督，这位受膏者君王，他有两个名字。
We would notice that this Christ, this anointed one, the Messiah, has two different names given to him.
那一个是神借着天使赐给他的名字。
The first name was given to him through the angel to his parents.
就是耶稣。
And that's Jesus.
那另外一个名字就是神借着先知去说出来的。
And the other name was actually spoken by a prophet.
就是人要称他的名为以马内利。
And that is people would call him Emmanuel.
那名字其实对一个人来说是挺重要的。
Name is very important to a person.
当父母亲有新宝宝的时候，他们会花很多的心思去想怎么称呼这个宝宝。
When a parent is about to have a child, the parents would actually spend a great deal of time and effort to choose a good name for their own child.
因为名字代表了父母对他们的下一代的期望。
Because oftentimes the name represents the parents'best wishes for their child, their next generation.
所以当我们明白基督的名字背后的含义的时候，我们可以去明白亚伟神他的心意跟他的救恩计划的内容。
So when we understand the name of Jesus, we understand the deep meaning behind it, then we would understand God's plan for salvation even more.
那首先让我们来思想神借着天使赐给基督这个君王的这个名字耶稣。
So first we would look at the name given to the Christ, the King, So first we would look at Jesus, the name Jesus, which was given to the Messiah, the King.
那这个名字其实是希伯来文约书亚这个名字的，因为新约是希腊文写的，所以耶稣就是约书亚这个名字的希腊文版本。
Because the New Testament was actually written in Greek and the Old Testament in Hebrew, and Jesus is Greek and is the equivalent to the Hebrew Joshua.
所以耶稣其实就是耶稣亚。
So Jesus is actually the same as Joshua.
那也是当时候也是比较普遍的一个名字。
And it was quite a common name at the time.
但是神却选择用这样的一个名字去称呼他所立的这个弥赛亚君王。
But God chose such a name for his appointed Messiah.
那原来耶稣的名字有更深的意思。
And actually, there's a deeper meaning behind the name Jesus.
约书亚这个名字或者耶稣这个名字背后的含义就是亚伟是拯救。
Actually, the Hebrew name Joshua and the Greek name Jesus means Yahweh saves or Yahweh is salvation.
那原来耶稣的名字是帮助人可以去转向神明白神的经历到神的救恩。
So we find that actually even the name of Jesus helps us to focus our attention to God himself, to Yahweh God, and to experience God's salvation for us.
因为耶稣名字就是亚伟是拯救。
Because the name Jesus means Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is our salvation.
那这也使到我们想到，其实旧约好多的地方都，神都多次提到他自己是救主，是拯救人的神。
And this makes us think about all those passages in the Old Testament that talks about Yahweh being our Savior.
那我们可以看一节的经文。
So let's just turn to a passage.
Sorry. 在以赛亚书的45:21-20。
Isaiah chapter 45, verses 21-22.
这里说，谁从古时指明，谁从上古诉说，不是我亚伟吗？除了我以外再没有神，我是公义的神，又是救主，除了我以外再没有别神，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。
Isaiah chapter 45 verses 21-22. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, Yahweh? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved.All the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other.
那所以神其实是预备这个救恩的那一位。
So God is the one who prepares for our salvation.
所以耶稣的名字也把我们的专注都带回到亚伟神。
So even the name Jesus draws our attention to Yahweh himself.
那其实那神设立耶稣做我们的救主这件事情，就好像神在旧约他差摩西去帮助以色列民从埃及的这些的辖制里面去脱离出来。
So God choosing and appointing Jesus to be a savior is somewhat like Moses in the Old Testament, where God sent him to save the Israelites out of the hands of the Egyptians, to take them out of the land of slavery in Egypt.
而那些听从摩西还有跟从摩西的人呢，可以被神带领到应许地。
And those who obeyed Moses, who followed Moses, would be led to the promised land.
那同样，亚伟神在新约也设立救主君王，耶稣基督来施行拯救。
Similarly, in the New Testament, God has appointed Jesus to be the Savior, to be the King, and He's going and through Him to bring about salvation.
那拯救的内容是什么呢？那就是在二十一节后面所说的，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
But what is this salvation about? And it's actually like verse 21 in Matthew that talks about saving us from sin. So the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
那就如同当时以色列人在埃及的这些的 奴役跟捆绑底下，那神要拯救他们。
So it's similar to how God saved the Israelites from the land of slavery in Egypt. God is also saving us from the slavery of sin now.
那人们怎样可以经历到神的救恩呢？可以经历到这里所说能够从罪的捆绑里面脱离出来呢？
But how can we experience the salvation from God? How can we be saved or set free from the slavery or bondage of sin?
那这个关键就是在于在于我们要顺服基督的王权。
The key lies in obedience to Christ's kingship.
那基督可能我们听了多就忽略了，原来他原本的意思就是受膏者的意思。
Maybe because we're so familiar with the term Christ, we overlook the meaning of it. Actually, Christ means the anointed one.
或者在希伯来语就是弥赛亚。
Or in Hebrew is Messiah.
所以弥赛亚跟基督都是同等的意思，那就是说到是受膏者。
So both the Messiah and the Christ actually refers to the anointed one.
那其实我们在上一次的内容已经看到了这个受膏者呢，他将会是大卫的后裔，是一位君王。
And as we saw in our previous message, this anointed one is going to be one of David's descendants, and he's going to be king.
那怎样才能够经历到神的救恩呢？那除非我们是顺服神的王权，一个顺服基督的王权的人。
So how are we to experience God's salvation unless we obey Christ's kingship?
那唯有那些听从耶稣基督教导的人，也效法他的样式去跟随他的人，才能够经历到亚伟是拯救啊这个事实。
Only those who listen to Jesus's teaching and to imitate his example, only such people would experience God's salvation in their lives.
那意味着就是有能力去脱离罪的辖制，那神在基督里也赐给我们一个新的生命。
That means by God's help, you can be set free from the slavery of sin, and in Christ, you have this new life.
所以在这里想跟大家彼此提醒的就是，我们是否顺服亚伟神的王权，是一个让基督做我们的王的一个人呢？
So let us ask ourselves, are we someone who are willing to submit to Christ's kingship and to follow Jesus in our lives.
去听从他的教导，还有生命的样式。
And to listen to Jesus' teaching and to imitate his life example.
因为顺服神的王权顺服他设立的救主基督的王权，就是去经历神救恩的关键。
So this obedience or submission to Christ's kingship, and through that.To God, so God's kingship in your life through Christ,
is
the key to experiencing God's salvation in your life.
顺服神的王权并不是一次过的事情。
But this submission to God's kingship is not a one-off thing.
不是在洗礼前的预备，或者是洗礼的那一刻，或者洗礼之后的一段时间有就可以。
It's not sufficient to say, oh, I submit to God's kingship before baptism, when I was preparing for my baptism, or at the point of your baptism, or even for a certain period of time after your baptism.
或者你曾经顺服过神的王权，曾经跟随效法过基督，那自然而然就代表我是一个服在神的王权底下的人，跟随耶稣基督的人，那这并不是一个自然的一个事情。
So even if you had once obeyed God in your life and you used to submit to Him, that does not naturally translate to you being someone who would continue to submit to God's kingship in your life.
那其实让神的国在我们生命中去掌权，我们在生活中去跟随效法耶稣基督，是我们每天刻意要选择去做的事情。
actually to let God's kingdom be seen in your life, his kingship be seen in your life, is something that you have to consciously choose. It's a conscious decision in your everyday life.
不是自然就会发生的。
It doesn't just happen naturally.
所以也想提醒弟兄姐妹们让我们彼此鼓励，在生活中我们要求神掌管我们的生命，顺服在他的权柄底下。
So let us encourage each other and remind each other to consciously choose to obey God's kingship in our lives.
那顺服神的权柄也意味着我们会听从他所设立的救主耶稣基督他的教导，还有他的生命样式。
And when we say we submit under God's authority, then that means we also submit to the king he appointed, the Christ he has sent, to follow his teaching and to imitate his life example.
那所以当我们去默想基督的名字，耶稣，就是亚伟是拯救，那怎样才能够经历到他的真实呢？那除非你是一个愿意顺服在神的王权底下的人。
So as we ponder the name, the meaning of the name Jesus, which means Yahweh saves or Yahweh is salvation, we then have to ask, how can we experience this salvation? And the answer is that we must submit to God's kingship through Christ.
那当看完第一个神赐给耶稣的基督的名字以后呢，那我们再来看基督的另外一个名字，就是23节所说的，人要称他的名为以马内利。
So after we have looked at the first name given to the Christ, that's Jesus, now let us turn to the second name given to him, and that's recorded in Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, Emmanuel. And it was given through the prophet.
那以马内利相信大家也不陌生。
I believe Emmanuel is not unfamiliar to you.
那经文这里说翻译出来就是神与我们同在。
And as the passage tells us, when it's translated into our language, it means God with us.
那这个名字又帮助我们去敏感神他自己对我们的心意的哪个方面呢？
And what aspect of God's will for us is revealed through this name?
那其实以马内利，神与我们同在，其实向我们表达了神对人的心愿。
Actually, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, reveals to us God's hope and goodwill for us.
他不单单借着耶稣基督拯救人脱离罪。
He doesn't just want to save us from sin.
那神愿意与我们同在，要表达的其实他想和我们建立一份亲密的关系。
The fact that here it says God with us means God wants to establish a relationship with us.
他做我们的神，我们做他的子民。
He wants to be our God and that we can be his people.
那或者是圣经另外一个表达，就是他做我们的父，我们做他的儿女。
Or to use another picture in the Bible, that he is our father and we are his children.
所以这样一种的亲密的关系，以马内利，那我们首先在耶稣基督的生命里面观察到。
So, this close relationship with God can first be seen in Jesus' own life.
我们留意到耶稣在地上传道的时候，都是完全的去全心的爱神，全心的让他来带领他生活。
We notice in Jesus' life, during his ministry, he was always looking to God for his guidance, for his everyday life.
那天父也是全然的委身着去爱着耶稣基督。
And God himself was also totally committed in loving Jesus.
在他经过试探，或者是经过一些敌人的攻击的时候，都赐给他力量跟智慧去面对这些事情。
When Jesus went through temptations or attacks from the enemy, you can see that God actually grants to him more strength and grace so that Jesus could go through all these tests.
那另外一个细节就是，主耶稣也常常的抽时间退到旷野啊，或者是人少的地方，单单的去亲近神。
Another detail we can see is that Jesus often withdraw to the wilderness, to somewhere quiet, to draw close to God.
那他看重与天父的关系到一个地步，他甚至宁可牺牲睡觉的时间，他也愿意去亲近神。
Jesus pays so much emphasis on his relationship with the Father that he'd rather give up some of his time to sleep.
所以以马内利这个背后神的心意，首先我们在耶稣基督的身上我们看到实现了原因就是我们见证到他和神的关系是那么的亲近。
So the meaning behind the name Emmanuel, that is God with us, is first seenfulfilled in the life of Jesus by looking at how close Jesus was with the Father.
那另外一个原因就是在旧约的时代，当以色列民离开埃及之后呢，那神选择在会幕那里去与他们同在。那在新约的时候，神选择的就是在耶稣基督的身上去与他同在，与人们同在。
So another point to note is that in the Old Testament, God chose to dwell with his people through the tabernacle, and then in the New Testament, God actually dwells in Jesus.
所以从以马内利，我们看见神背后对人的心肠。
So through the name Emmanuel, we can see God's hope for us and his goodwill for us.
他渴望跟我们建立一个亲密的关系，就好像他自己跟主耶稣那样的亲密的关系一样。
God longs to develop this close relationship with us, just like the relationship between him and Jesus.
那以马内利我们常常看到在圣诞贺卡一些祝福的上面会写。
We often see the word Emmanuel printed on Christmas cards.
那以马内利是否曾经是你的经历，或者现在是你的经历呢？
But I wonder if Emmanuel has ever been your experience, or is it your experience now?
还是他只是停留在一张贺卡上面的一个好听的说话而已？
Or does it remain as a good greeting, a line of greeting printed on Christmas cards?
那如何在生活中经历到以马内利神与我们同在这样宝贵的应许呢？
So how can we experience the precious truth or promise of Emmanuel?In our daily life.
那其实这个答案也离不开我们是否是一个愿意服在神的王权底下的人。
Again, the answer lies in whether we are willing to submit to God's kingship in our lives.
那我们是否愿意去回应基督的教导跟他生命的榜样？
Whether we are willing to respond to Jesus' teaching and his life example.
让我们看一节主耶稣对门徒的说话。
Let's just look at a conversation between Jesus and his disciples.
是在约翰福音的十四章二十三节。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23.
约翰福音十四章二十三节，这里说，耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him.And we will come to him and make our home with him.
那主耶稣在这里，告诉他的门徒，若有人爱他，就会遵守他的教导。
Here Jesus tells his disciples, if anyone loves him, he will keep his commandment, his word.
那换句话说，就是一个人愿意活在神还有基督的王权底下，去顺服他们。
And that is to say, this person is willing to submit to God and Christ's kingship.
那这样的人会经历到耶稣基督还有神与他们同在。
Such a person would experience Jesus Christ and the Father being very close to him.
那这里用什么样的图画呢？
And what kind of picture does it use to describe this close relationship?
同住。
And here it uses the word, uses the picture of making home with him.
那是一个很亲近，一起住在一起，一起生活的一个图画。
Living together, it means it's very close, a very close relationship.
那其实在中国啊，或者是中国的大环境，好多的在农村生活的都喜欢串门。
In many villages in China, people like to visit each other.
那当拜访对方的时候，那就表示你是看重这个友谊。
And when you, you know, visit someone at their home, it shows that you do treasure the friendship. between you.
那这里不单单说的是串门，而是住在一起。
But here is not just referring to occasional visits. It actually means living together.
一同生活的一个图画。
To go through life together, living together.
所以这是一个很美丽的一个图画，不单单神和耶稣基督有这么亲近的一个关系，那他的心意是想人也加入到这样一个彼此委身、彼此相爱的一个关系里面。
So this is a very beautiful picture depicted for us. Not only does God want such a close relationship between Him and His Christ, He actually wants this to extend to each of us to have this commitment to love each other and to love God.
所以以马内利确实是一个宝贵的应许，是借着耶稣基督是人可以经历到的。
So Emmanuel is a very precious promise given to us, and it's something that we can experience ourselves.
那但首先我们要问自己，是否是一个真正爱神、真正爱耶稣基督的人呢？
But let us first ask ourselves, are we someone who truly love God and loves Jesus?
那这里说到，主耶稣说，人若爱我，就会遵守我的教导。
Here Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
那这样的人他们可以经历到以马内利的这个应许。
And such a person would experience the promise of Emmanuel in his life.
那我们相信大家都在教会一段时间，也听过主耶稣的教导，但我们是否是一个愿意回应神的人呢？
Well, we have all been coming to church for quite a long time, but are we someone who would actually respond to God and experience this promise in our lives?
如果你没有从来没有尝过以马内利神与我们同在的滋味，那我也鼓励你们，提醒你们，当我们听到神的话语，是有责任去选择去做回应的。
If you haven't yet experienced what it is like to have God and Christ be with us, so.The meaning of Emmanuel, God with us, then I want to remind you it is actually our responsibility to respond to God so that we can experience His reality in our lives.
只要你愿意明白神的话语之后呢，也去回应，你就会开始去经历到神乐意与我们同在这个事实。
Only when you are willing to respond to God's word after you listen to it, then you will experience God being with you as a daily experience.
那今天我们的时间差不多了。
And our time has, it's about time now to close.
让我们总结今天的两个信息，两个重点。
So let me conclude today's message.
所以借着约瑟的经历，我们留意到神邀请那些忠心回应他人加入他的救恩计划，但他也锻炼他们，为了他们的益处，去帮助他们的信心跟属灵生命可以成长。
So to conclude today's message, there are two important points. The first point is that through Joseph's experience, we can see that God wants to invite those who would respond to him to participate in his salvation plan. But it doesn't just end there. God would actually train them up. And so God would allow challenges and suffering to come upon them so that they may grow in their faith and in their spiritual life.
那当然神允许的不会是超过这个人能承受的。
But of course, what God allows to happen in your life will never be too much for you to take. It would not be beyond your ability to take.
就如约瑟他，他挣扎过后之后呢，神也鼓励他，给他看清楚啊，这个情况究竟是怎样。
Just like Joseph, after his struggle, his intense struggle, God also revealed to him.His plan to help him see clearly what's going to happen.
那今天信息的第二个重点就是我们从基督的两个名字去明白亚伟救恩计划的内容。
And the second point is to learn about God's salvation plan through the two different names given to Jesus, to the Christ, two different names given to the Christ.
那耶稣或者是亚伟是救恩是拯救帮助我们将焦点去放在亚伟神身上。
The first name given to the Christ is Jesus, meaning Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is salvation, and it draws our attention to God, our Savior.
当我们愿意去顺服基督的教导跟他生命的样式的时候，可以经历到 在亚维的从亚维而来的救恩。
When we are willing to listen and follow Jesus' teaching and his life example, we would experience God's salvation in our lives.
那是帮助我们可以脱离罪的捆绑，也在基督里可以得着一个新生命。
And this salvation has to do with being set free from sin and also having new life in Christ.
那另外一个基督的名字是以马内利。
The other name given to Jesus is Emmanuel.
是神与我们同在的意思。
Which means God is with us.
那些愿意去顺服在神的王权，真正爱基督的人，当他们去遵守耶稣的教导的时候，会经历到神和耶稣基督跟他们同在。
So for those who truly love God and who loves the Christ he sent, they and those who are willing to obey Jesus' teaching, they would experience God and Jesus dwelling with them, being very close to them in their daily lives.
那这样顺服在神的王权底下的人，也生命是有能力那也是有爱的，因为经历到以马内利这个事实。
And such people who have experienced the promise or the truth of Emmanuel, God with us, are people who have power and love to carry out God's commandments.
那可以将神的爱跟福音都分享给他们所接触的人。
And these people can then bring the good news and God's love to more and more people around them.
那今天我们的信息就在这里结束。
So today's message ends here.
希望大家可以从当中看到主对我们的心意。
Hope that we can all understand more about God's will for us through today's message.
那这个心意已经向我们显明了2000多年。
This will of God has already been revealed to us for over 2,000 years.
那在历史历代都有人回应，经历到从罪得到释放，也经历到神的同在。
And actually, throughout history, you see people experiencing freedom from sin and also experiencing God being with them.
我也祈求靠着天父，我们可以也同样经历到今天我们信息内容所看到的这些的宝贵的应许。
And it's my prayer that each of you would come to experience the precious promises as we saw in today's message.
那我们用一个祷告来结束今天上午的敬拜。
Let us pray and close.